You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Today we need to talk about something important. If you follow plant-based business news, you may have seen the headlines about lawsuits involving Beyond Meat, Inc. For many people in the vegan community, Beyond Meat was never just a company. It was a symbol, a signal that plant-based food had reached the mainstream. Grocery stores, fast food chains, public markets, Wall Street. So what is actually happening? Several class action lawsuits have been filed against the company. Investors allege that Beyond Meat misrepresented aspects of its financial condition, particularly around asset values and impairment timing. In simple terms, the lawsuits claim that the company did not properly communicate how much certain facilities and long-lived assets were worth and whether large write-downs were likely. When the financial reality became clear, the stock declined sharply. Investors who purchased shares during certain periods are now pursuing legal action, alleging securities law violations. Now let's pause. This is not a judgment. These are allegations. The legal process will play out, but the conversation matters because of what Beyond Meat represents in the broader vegan and plant-based ecosystem. So what does this mean for the movement? First, it means the industry is maturing. In the early days, plant-based companies were driven by hype, innovation, and rapid growth. Retail expansion, celebrity endorsements, fast food partnerships, IPO excitement, that growth created momentum. It also created pressure. When expectations rise faster than fundamentals, correction usually follows. That is not unique to plant-based companies. That is how the market works. Second, it raises the issue of governance and transparency. If you're building a company that represents ethical eating, environmental responsibility, and animal advocacy, then your financial reporting must reflect the same integrity. Consumers may forgive supply chain challenges, they may forgive pricing shifts, but trust, once shaken, is hard to rebuild. The vegan movement has always been rooted in values: compassion, accountability, conscious consumption. Those values do not stop at the dinner plate. They extend to the boardrooms and balance sheets. Third, this moment forces us to separate the mission from the stock price. The success of veganism cannot rest on one publicly traded company. Beyond Meat helped normalize plant-based burgers. That impact remains, but the movement is bigger than any one brand. We have independent vegan restaurants, local entrepreneurs, community-driven startups, sanctuaries, educators, athletes, content creators, nonprofits, everyday people who simply choose to eat differently. If one company struggles, the movement does not collapse. It evolves. Now here's the deeper question. What kind of plant-based economy are we building? Is it one driven purely by quarterly earnings, or one grounded in long-term sustainability, operational excellence, and ethical transparency? If we want plant-based living to scale globally, especially as Vegans Explore works towards expanding into more cities and building economic ecosystems around vegan businesses, then we need strong governance, smart leadership, and resilient business models. So what should our community do? First, stay informed. Do not rely on headlines alone. Understand what is being alleged and what is proven. There is a difference. Second, support businesses that demonstrate transparency. Ask questions, read reports, observe how leaders communicate during challenging moments. Crisis reveals character. Third, diversify your support. Do not put the weight of the movement on one corporation. Support local vegan businesses, restaurants, founders. Support community-driven initiatives. Build economic strength from the ground up. Fourth, hold companies accountable while still believing in the larger mission. Accountability is not anti-vegan. It's pro-integrity. The plant-based sector is moving from adolescence into adulthood. Adolescence is fueled by excitement. Adulthood requires discipline. This is a growth moment. The vegan movement has always been about systems change. Systems include supply chains, finance, corporate governance, investor relations. If we want to influence the food system at scale, we must be prepared to operate at scale responsibly. So here's the call to action. Let's build a stronger, smarter, more transparent vegan economy. Support businesses that align mission with measurable performance. encourage ethical leadership, invest attention and resources in community-based growth, and remember that movements outlast market cycles. Beyond Meat may be facing legal challenges. The courts will determine the outcome, but the broader shift toward plant-based living continues. The real question is not whether one company succeeds or struggles. The real question is whether we, as a community, build an ecosystem resilient enough to thrive no matter what happens on Wall Street. Let's choose resilience. Let's choose accountability. Let's choose long-term impact. Because this movement is bigger than a ticker symbol. I'm your host, Sean A. Russell, founder of Vegans Explore, and I want to thank you for listening to today's episode. If any of it resonates or you feel like letting people know, definitely share it. We appreciate you. And as always, we are a daily podcast. So we'll see you tomorrow.